A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog. Presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a hearty warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. It's been a tough week for me this week. One of the goals that I had on my 2014 list was to write a book, so I allocated these last 2 weeks to get it completed. The book is coming along really nicely, but I'm finding it really tough to keep myself focused and have that all-important digital detox. I keep finding that I'm on Facebook and on Twitter, and I really do need to switch it off. I do have the tool called Antisocial, which works really well, but I still find myself picking up my phone, so I should put it in the safe in the back room. Anyway, this week I have another two tools for you, which seem to work well with this week's audio blog from Julie Raybould from TM Recruitment. The first tool that I'm going to share with you now, and the second tool I'm going to mention right at the end of the podcast. So, without further ado, let's go on to this week's first tool.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog, Tools and Techniques.
The first one I've got for you is another Google Chrome extension called Passle. That's P-A-S-S-L-E. We use this at GUHQ all the time, and it's a fab way to generate new content ideas. So how does it work, I hear you ask? Well, if you see something online, then you can simply highlight the text and then you click Passle icon on the toolbar, and it will store the information which you can then turn into a blog article for your website or something like that. The reason why I like it is because all my team are often seeing things online and then they save their ideas to me in this particular folder in the app, which gives me a load of content ideas for my website at a later stage, rather than them emailing me and cluttering up my inbox and having to save them somewhere else. So try it out. It's completely free of charge. And, you know, we like the free stuff. That's home.passle.net. That's home.passle, P-A-S-S-L-E.net. Don't forget, with all of these tools, you'll find a link in the comments at the bottom of this week's article.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hi there, I'm Julie Raybould from TM Recruit. Today, I'm happy to be guest blogging for Green Umbrella, and I'm going to share a few thoughts with you with regards to social media and how it has changed the face of recruitment. Now, I'm sure that many employers, job seekers and recruitment specialists would agree that recruitment today is very different to how it looked, say, 10, 20 or even 30 years ago. Prior to the World Wide Web, jobs were advertised predominantly in newspapers, trade magazines, and through recruiters and job centres. That's certainly how I first got my job in 1987. I bought a trade magazine, saw a standard advertisement by a specialist recruiter, and rang them. I went to see them to register and was advised that their biggest client was recruiting a junior. 1 week later, I'd been for an interview and offered the job. Easy. Now, if I was being modest, I would say I'd experienced beginner's luck, but in reality, it was about knowing the right tools to get me access to the type of role I was looking for and using those tools to work for me. That philosophy hasn't changed since the 80s, and we are luckier now than we ever have been, as we have considerably more tools available to us, delivering an ever-increasing level of access to employment opportunities, whether you are an employer, a job seeker, or a recruitment specialist. Many recruiters will argue that modern technology does more to negate their existence than it does to benefit, believing it's easier than ever for employers to have direct access to candidates and for job seekers to have direct access to opportunities. But this is a view I wholeheartedly disagree with. The benefits of a specialist recruitment service for both candidates and clients is essentially the same today as it was in the 80s. It is just supported by a transformation in technology. The principle of job hunting is largely unchanged. You have to stay on top of the opportunities that social media and technology offers, and you need to take the time and commitment to find your ideal role. Social media is your biggest ally and often your cheapest search method. It's usually free unless you're a business, and it's a very effective way of marketing yourself, so it really does make sense to utilise it as much as you can. Your first and obvious choice is LinkedIn. If you're an employer, this is a key platform to market yourself to potential employees, supplemented, of course, by a great careers page on your website. Like any good website, though, it shouldn't just have a brochure appearance. LinkedIn is the key business social media platform, and so it makes sense that you have a great profile, it looks the part, is attractive to the talent you desire, and is interactive. If you don't yet believe it's a great tool to find candidates, then perhaps take a look at your competitors. If you don't have to be a job seeker to have a personal LinkedIn profile, anyone who is serious about career progression and development should have one, regardless of personal preference. If you're a job seeker, this is a key window of opportunity, and if you're happily employed and interested in improving your network, then this is a great tool. LinkedIn is the key recruitment social media platform, and therefore it makes sense for you to invest time and look attractive both as a professional and as a possible candidate. All recruiters will use this platform to headhunt you, and potential employers and line managers will use it to profile you. Many people are of the opinion that the death of the CV is imminent and that social media will be the future of candidate profiling. You personally might have a different view, but I wouldn't want to ignore that prediction for too long. Specialist recruiters are running the risk of being left behind without an effective LinkedIn profile. This will be viewed by candidates and clients alike, and as with your own website, initial impression will be made on how you portray your business. So why wouldn't you want to look the part? It certainly makes sense to invest and give your business a great profile on the biggest social media platform within your trade. As we all become more reliant on mobile technology, so it's the case that more web browsing is done on mobile phones and tablets than it is on PCs and laptops. Mobile technology is a major tool for job seekers, and there is currently a great deal of emphasis on mobile-friendly websites, email and e-shots. And given that 8 out of 10 phones now sold in the UK are smartphones, I think it's pretty clear that if you don't pay attention to this area, then your website and your e-marketing are not maximising their potential. However, no matter how technology progresses, I'm a firm believer in the oldest and most traditional recruitment method in the book. So often in the world of employment, it is a case of it's not what you know, it's who you know. So get out and about, pick up the phone and network, meet people. Whether you're an employer or a job seeker or a recruitment specialist, this is a tried and tested and never likely to be outdated method of building a reliable network that is of benefit to both you and your business. So don't just hide behind a screen. This worked for me as a job seeker over 25 years ago. I picked up the phone, rang an agency and got myself a face-to-face appointment. That landed me my first job. And if you employ the same approach, but with the advantage of an effective social media presence, then you significantly increase your likelihood of success.
A huge thank you to Julie Raybould from TM Recruit, who's making a debut on the GU site today. This article, yeah, it really took me back in time. I remember those days of advertising in newspapers each week and scanning to see what all the other agencies had done and how they'd advertised, so perhaps I could pick up a lead or two, or how things have changed in just such a short space of time. Anyway, if you wanted to connect with Julie, then you can find out her website on tmrecruit.co.uk or follow their tweets on @tmrecruit. Anyway, this week I've got a really good tool for you as well, or technique, that's something that's exciting that has happened on Facebook. So stay tuned and I'll tell you exactly what that is.
Hot topic and the latest news.
If you're not already aware, but Facebook made an announcement this week as they're now adding some really cool call to action buttons on your Facebook adverts. In fact, it's not just for your Facebook adverts, it's for the organic posts as well. So rather than just displaying your advert in the newsfeed, you can now add a button that says things like shop now or learn more, sign up, book now and download. So they're the additional bits and bobs that you can now add. So rather than people just reading your advert and having to do the call to action from your advert, which is obviously encompasses your 20% text rule, which you need to have a think about, this is actually a really cool tool. As I say, it's not just a feature just for adverts, it's also a feature for organic posts. So adding these little buttons to your posts is actually quite exciting, and we're always doing a little dance in the office saying this is going to be really cool for our clients. Anyway, if you want to find out more, then just give us a call at GUHQ or check out our online chat facility by just clicking questions on the website, and you can have a chat with any of the team and ask them about this new feature. If you're interested as well, I've also put a link in the comments at the bottom of the blog article, and that explains absolutely everything. And all you have to do to visit any of the to visit this article, just visit green-umbrella.biz/28. So there'll be a link there as well to the tool that I mentioned earlier, and also a link to this article, which is all about getting the most from this new feature on Facebook. Anyway, I hope that helps. And that's me checking out for this week. I'll be with you back next week, or maybe in a couple of days. I've got loads of stuff to tell you all. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Take care. Bye-bye.
Next time, the Online Marketing Audio Blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz. Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes, and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.